Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 10 in the Phillips translation of the Bible, and here it is. You will be doing your duty as Christ's minister if you remind your church members of these things, false teaching, and you will show yourself as one who owes his strength to the truth of the faith he has absorbed and the sound teaching he has followed. But steer clear of all these stupid, godless fictions. Take time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Bodily fitness has a certain value, but spiritual fitness is essential both for this present life and for the life to come. There is no doubt about this at all, and Christians should remember it. It is because we realize the paramount importance of the spiritual that we labor and struggle. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for these important verses about false teaching. It is our duty to remind our church members that this is important. And so, Lord, I pray that if there is false teaching out there, which I know there is, and we become aware of it, would you give us the boldness that we need to share that with others? And Lord, that will not make us popular, and that will cause a target to go on our backs for sure. Help us to be brave. Help us to love your truth so much that we're willing to suffer for it. Lord, I love these words about his strength to the truth of the faith he has absorbed. Lord, help us to absorb your faith. Help us to absorb it, to saturate ourselves in the Word of God, to absorb what you want to teach us. Lord, help us to understand and discern what sound teaching is. And Lord, wow, Paul's verbiage here is pretty out there. It says, steer clear of all these stupid, godless fictions. Fiction means untrue, not true stories. Godless means without God, and stupid obviously means stupid. And so, Lord, we pray for holy discernment to understand when people are telling stories, when they are not telling the truth, when they are far from you. And Lord, I love this next admonition to take time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Lord, we live in a world that is pretty obsessive about physical fitness. And as I prayed recently about food, we are obsessive about it. But Lord, I pray instead that while it is important that we stay healthy and that we take care of our bodies that you've so beautifully given us, that we should take more effort and more joy in really wanting to know you better. Reading the Bible, memorizing the Bible, praying for others, spending time with others, this is not something that we do rotely. We do it because we love you and we want to get to know you better. I know, Lord Jesus, that I get to know you better when I meet other people. They show me you in ways that I can't understand. Sometimes there's times where I have to have a conversation with someone to be able to understand what you're trying to say to me. And so, Lord, I pray for the person listening today, you would send those kinds of friends to them. Those kinds of friends who listen, who are kind-hearted, who really want to know what's going on underneath. But friends that don't judge, but just listen and dignify and ask for stories and tell true stories about your character and who you are in their lives. Lord, a friend that won't betray, but a friend who sticks so close. Lord, our friendships is where, it's really where our lives are. And so I pray that in 2019, you would send some really significant friendships and help us not to judge on the outside what a perfect friend might look like, but to just give us ready hearts to really experience a friendship that might be different than what we expect. Lord, some of the most amazing friends that you've given me have come in different kinds of packages that I wouldn't have expected. So Lord, keep us expectant this year for what you're gonna do. Lord, help us to be spiritually fit. Help us to labor and struggle and not lose heart. I know that your spirit will give us the strength we need even today to labor and struggle and not lose heart. So Lord, may your spirit encourage my friend today. Just woo them closer to you. Speak life over them. Help them to know that you love them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. If you'd like to help support the show, you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. That'll help more people get to this podcast. We're all over the world now. We've had over 200,000 downloads, and it's been really exciting to see. Love you and have a great day.